This comedy performance is brought to you in part by...
Sorry about this.
Flaming Hot Cheetos.
Flaming Hot Cheetos. They're like regular Cheetos, but they're flaming hot. Normal Cheetos are for pussies. Flaming Cheetos are not... for pussies, that is.
They're not sponsoring me. I'm just trying to get them to. Not returning my call. Evasively cheesy is more like it. Mmm, label-less water. Nothing tastes better than not getting sued. I don't love my fans. I don't. And you don't want that. You don't want that desperate sort of cloying thing from an entertainer. My fans, they stick with me through everything, through thick and thin. Do not stick with me through thick. If I stop entertaining you, throw me to the curb. You wouldn't stick with your mechanic if you stopped fixing your car. I am in a service industry. I'm just overpaid, okay? And I feel a lot of artists, pop artists especially, sort of infringe upon the responsibilities that just aren't theirs in terms of their audience, maintaining their audience at an emotional level. Some of you might be sad and going through things. I feel for that. Life is tough. I'm not going to fix that with a song like Brave or Roar, you know, these inspirations. What I'm trying to say is don't listen to a song like this. Have you ever felt sad or lonely? Have you ever felt 2 feet tall? Have you ever thought, man, if only I was anybody else at all? They like to kick you when times get rough, and you give your all, but it's not enough, and sticks and stones might break your bones, but words can break your heart. But if you don't know where to go, I'll show you where to start. Kill yourself. It'll only take a minute, and you'll be happy that you did it. Just go over to your oven and shove your head in it. Kill yourself. Really, you should do it. There's really nothing to it. Just grab a mug and chug a cup of lighter fluid. Okay, now... I feel like you pulled back. Maybe it's on account of the fact that I'm telling you to kill yourself over and over again. I'm just trying to make a simple point that life's toughest problems don't have simple answers. You shouldn't just be brave. You shouldn't just roar. You shouldn't kill yourself. But I understand that it's a sensitive subject and you're probably just hearing me say that, and I don't want to be incensed. Look, I sound unempathetic. I sound mean and rude. Suicide is an epidemic, and I don't want to be misconstrued. Signs of depression go overlooked. So if you're depressed, then you need to book a therapy session. Talk about your depression and let a professional hear it. But if you search for moral wisdom in Katy Perry's lyrics, then kill yourself. It won't be painful if you are able to give a little kiss to an oncoming train. You'll kill yourself. It's over, Mueller. There's a trigger, pull it. Get it through your head, it being a bullet. Stick your tongue in a plug. Suck a pipe of exhaust. Make some toast in the tub. Nail yourself to a cross. Hold your breath till it's gone. Drink a gallon of mace. Be gay in Iran. Let Oprah sit on your face. Jump off of a bridge. Skinny dip in a flood. Skydive attached to a fridge. Drink a Haitian guy's blood. Bring you to the zoo. Give the tiger a shove. Eat a Phillips head screw. Marry Courtney Love. Don't kill yourself. I don't like explaining jokes, but the joke where I tell everyone to kill themselves might deserve an explanation. Do not. If you're offended, do not write a blog. I apologize immediately. Sorry, right away. What's up, man? What'd you say? It's your moment. Who said it? Do not objectify me. Okay? Think it's okay just because I'm a dude?
Do it!
You think it's okay because he's a dude. That is homophobia. Just the fact that you find it funny. Ooh, a guy said take off your pants. That's not God's way. Jesus Christ, you bigots.